Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me?
Don't you ever leave.
Lay down, Sally,
and rest here in my arms.
Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
Slow hand. He's your AOTD artist of the day. Rod's digging deep in the vault for this one. This is off Ocean Boulevard, I think. Keyword to cash today is...
What are you laughing at?
Your keyword to cash today is taco.
It's not Tuesday. Oh, I almost said it's Tuesday. It's not Tuesday. It's Thursday.
Your keyword to cash is taco.
It's Taco Thursday.
TACO, text it into 72881, and you're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Your keyword is taco.
Why are you giggling about taco?
Hello,
because
Kara.
It's also National Coming Out Day. You figure it out. Oh. You connect the dots.
Oh, that's right. It is National Coming Out Day. That makes me happy.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you guys know who's coming to town tonight?
Is Lester Holt coming
he
to town
is.
Tonight? Was he supposed to be on the program today?
He was, and then Hurricane Michael disrupted our lovely hour with Lester Holt.
So is he not coming in today,
no.
or what?
Mm-mm. No.
Is he coming in at all?
It's actually amazing that he's even coming
in. I can't believe he's even coming into town. Like, yeah. My assumption was last night he wasn't even coming in. He does this from time to time. It's his city...
Lester Across America tour.
Yes, Lester Across America. He picks four or five cities every few years.
Is he too good for us or what?
No, I just think, you know, Michael hit and things got shuffled around. And I wanted
Does he
him
not
to,
have a phone?
I wanted him to come in. And they said, well, in between doing hurricane stuff, he might be able to call. But it just got to be too complicated. So I said, we'll catch him next time. But I love Lester Holt.
I don't believe we'll catch him next time because there won't be a next time.
Oh, he'll be back.
No, they picked certain. No, I read up on it in preparation for the fact that he might be here today. He goes to four cities every time he does one of these Lester Holt Across America things. It's us and three others. I don't remember the other three. And then he's off to the next one, and then he picks four more for the next time he does it. We're not going to get him.
What are the other cities, do we know?
I think Seattle is one of them.
Cool.
He'll be at the World War One Museum here.
At a tour of the museum. He'll probably hit 18th and Vine.
Probably.
You know, the big things that people do when they come into town. Well, good. I'm glad he's here.
Like you said, I was surprised, though, after the hurricane. I didn't expect him to be up here.
Speaking of Hurricane Michael, I don't know if you saw the video, but what's her name? Brooke Baldwin from CNN went up in a helicopter this morning.
Devastating.
And flew over Mexico Beach, Florida. Sweet God in heaven, that town is gone.
Well, think about it. It looks like a tornado that was like 10 miles wide. Just
I mean,
took everything.
Look, there's what's her face? There she is right there. There's Brooke Baldwin again doing her show from Mexico Beach. It looks like she's doing it from a lumberyard. That's how much just debris of wood is in the background.
Crazy. It's crazy.
And look at the ocean. It's all like
just calm and happy.
Pretty.
Come swim.
Yeah. Mm. Those poor folks.
What happened at the White House today? I heard Kanye West dropped an F-bomb in the Oval Office. That was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's Kanye West, so do we really... I don't know that we expect anything different.
Why is he... Why? Why?
He's meeting with the president to talk about prison reform.
Okay.
And he's a big Trump supporter.
Yeah, I knew, so. I knew that.
By the way, did you see... and I'm only going to bring this up once. I'm only going to bring it up one time.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Did anybody see Don Lemon's show last night on CNN?
No.
I did not. Hmm. Are you a fan?
You kind of
hate watch Don Lemon, don't you?
I think he does too.
A little bit. Because he likes to portray himself as a journalist when he needs to admit that he's me now.
Yeah, he's a talk.
He's a talker.
He's talk.
He's a talk show host. People always say, Scott, how could you dare? You're a trained journalist. I was a trained journalist. I have a degree in journalism. I am a talk show host. I am not here to give both sides. Right. I try to be fair, but I'm also going to give my opinion. Last night on Don Lemon's program on CNN, they reached a new low. Rod, can I have my audio if you don't mind real quick? Here it is. Listen to this. They're talking about Kanye West going to the White House today.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
Just looking at Scott's face.
Listen, black folks are about to trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him, and he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous, and no one should be taking Kanye West seriously. He's clearly has issues. He's already been hospitalized.
Yesterday, we happened to get into a conversation about how some people, and I believe it was a caller, made the argument that the right has the market cornered on outrageously ridiculous, stupid comments. I give you Exhibit A that they do not.
It's bad.
That is shameful.
Yeah.
And that Don Lemon, a black man himself, did not say, guys, whoa.
Right. Whoa. Well, he's the one that said it. It wasn't
Don Lemon. Okay, Shakira, whatever, I can't remember his last name.
If a white host had said either one of those things, they would be fired.
There were three black people on the screen, and then Scott Johnson, who is a former Republican official from Tennessee. When Don Lemon starts laughing at what Shakira, I can't remember his name, so forgive me, the first man that you hear talking about, Kanye's what happens when Negroes don't read. And you hear Don Lemon laughing. He's laughing because Scott Johnson is just sitting there going,
right.
And not making any, because he's the only white guy on the panel. He's the only white person on the panel. And Scott Johnson just goes, And Don Lemon goes, I'm laughing at Scott's face. Because Scott Johnson realized, I can't win in this one.
Right.
I'm going to sit back and my face is not going to move. I'm not going to say a word. And then the other woman, who happens to be black, jumps in and says, Kanye is a disgrace. He is Donald Trump's token Negro. And I'm telling you, I try. I am not a journalist anymore. And I freely and fully admit it. But I try to be fair. And I have said many times on this program that I think CNN is the fairest, not always fair, but the fairest of the three cable news networks. Don Lemon should be suspended for what he allowed on his program last night without rebuke.
Well, now he's going to say, well, I didn't say it.
You damn right you didn't say it. Can you imagine if somebody called into this program today, Dana? And said, well, you know, Kanye West is a token Negro.
And we didn't say anything
and
let it go.
And I did this. I don't know that I would be suspended because this is a talk program. It's an opinion program. Right. But I definitely would be hauled into boss's office. Why did you not challenge that? Why did you allow that to go on the air without rebuke? Don Lemon sat there and let not one, but two panelists say that, A, Kanye West is what happens when a Negro doesn't read, and then let another panelist say Kanye West is a token Negro.
And CNN said nothing about this today?
Nope, not a word.
Hmm.
CNN should be, if I'm going to compliment CNN, I can criticize CNN. CNN should be ashamed of itself.
For not saying anything.
For what they allowed on the air last night without rebuke. And that is the journalist in Scott Parks still coming out. Shameful.
There has been some ink spilled about this.
As there should.
It's not CNN talking about it, per se.
Can you imagine if this went on Fox? If somebody on Fox described Kanye West as a Negro that doesn't read?
Anchor Don Lemon and guests Bakari Sellers and Tara
Settmayer
laughed with one another as they mocked West's intellect, his mental health, and his desire for fame. The fourth guest, Scott Jennings, sat uncomfortably during the exchange and tried not to contribute.
I said Scott Johnson. I meant Scott Jennings.
Yes. Lemon addressed the fact that Jennings looked uncomfortable, chuckling. I'm just looking at Scott's face. Scott's like, whoa, okay. Yeah, this... there are people talking about it. CNN is not talking about it.
Yeah. Don Lemon should be suspended. Let me play it, and this is I'm only going to play it one more time. I want you to listen to this again, because this passes as journalism, because Don Lemon does declare himself to be a journalist, not a talk show host. This passed as journalism in the 9 o'clock hour of CNN last night.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
Just looking at Scott's
face. Listen, black folks are about to trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him, and he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous, and no one should be taking Kanye West seriously.
You're absolutely right. Someone just wrote in. Let me read this real quick. I don't. It's WIBC says, can you imagine if Fox News talked about a black liberal man like that?
No.
The meltdown everyone would have.
CNN should be ashamed of itself.
I'm a little surprised. I'm gonna side with you on this, Scott. I'm a little surprised they have not addressed this.
Don Lemon should be suspended for a week.
Because he can't have it both ways.
Nope. You can't be a journalist, which he claims to be, although he is clearly opinionated, and that's fine. There are plenty of people on cable news that claim to be journalists, but you can kind of read between the lines, and they've got an opinion about this or about that. Don Lemon, when Bakari, I don't remember his last name, so forgive me, said Kanye West is what happens when you have a Negro that doesn't read. In other words, if you happen to like Donald Trump, what they're really saying is, if you are black and you are a conservative, you're dumb. You're an idiot. You don't read. That's what they're saying. Let's cut to the chase. Kanye West is what happens when a Negro does not read. You're saying if you don't support our cause, the left cause, and you go to the right, and you're black, you're an idiot. You're a moron. That's exactly what he was saying last night. And CNN should be embarrassed by what they allowed on their TV last night. It's shameful. There's no excuse for it. And for Don Lemon to go... I'm laughing at Scott's face. He should be suspended for a week.
Hey, call my guys at CM Mose and Son. They are still offering that free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700 on all qualifying Generac generator units. A generator will keep the power on when a storm rolls through, and winter is heading this way. Snowstorms, ice storms, all of that stuff. If you have a small home business office, if you have someone with medical needs in the home, a lot of those folks have generators to make sure the power stays on when everyone else is sitting in the dark. Now you can do the same with a free 7-year parts and labor warranty, again, valued at more than $700. You're going to love the guys out at C.M. Bose & Son. They have been in this business right here in Kansas City for more than 60 years without a single day off. They do electrical, heating, cooling, and generators. 816-781-4707 is the number to call for all of it. 816-781-4707 or cmmoseandson.com.
The heat is on. You know, it's such a great story. And you feel sorry for the girl who asked because she has some disabilities. And then I also feel sorry for Patrick Mahomes because...
Why do I not want to talk about this today? I don't want to talk about it, but I think we should, but I don't.
Even if there is not a way, Patrick Mahomes' eager-to-please gesture has resonated deeply with Cece, who was born with, and forgive me, I'm gonna completely butcher this word, arthrogryposis, a disease of newborns that, in her case... means what she calls limited mobility from the neck down. So don't worry, she adds in the video, asking Mahomes to prom with her. I'll keep my hands to myself. So she's obviously got a good sense of humor. This is an enduring and endearing spirit, especially considering her father left before she was born and doctors told her mother she would not live past a week. Her name is Cece Campbell. She is a 17-year-old student at Raymore Peculiar High School. And she posted a Facebook video asking quarterback Patrick Mahomes if he would go to prom with her. She is confined to a wheelchair, limited mobility at best from the neck down. She is forever grateful that her mother, Crystal, works so hard to take care of all of her needs and that her grandmother, a retired nurse, helps take care of her when she has no home health nurse. And for all she does have. Here I am, she said in the interview on Facebook Messenger, living my best life. Though I have many challenges, I feel like it helps build me as a person. It helps me appreciate each day since, by medical standards, I'm not supposed to be here. You're awesome, she replied to somebody on Facebook. Let's stay in touch, and I'll let you know what Patrick Mahomes says. She has asked Patrick Mahomes to prom, the Chiefs quarterback. Patrick Mahomes has received the message, says he is flattered, but did not say yes, nor did he say no.
Yeah, he said it's amazing to see her and all of the things that she has done. And that response alone, she is quoted as saying she's just over the moon. She's over the moon that he saw the proposal request and that he said, you know, she's doing great and it warmed my heart, yeah, kind of thing.
It's a great story.
It is a great story. So why when I read it... Why did I go, ugh? And here's what I think. I think those guys get so many requests for things like that. All kinds of things. You know, can you come to this? Or can you do a fundraiser? Or can you, you know. Mm-hmm. And
not just a prom or a homecoming request.
Correct.
But can you, we're having a fundraiser for battered women tonight.
Yes.
And we'd like you to come out and speak.
Yes. And you know, in a lot of cases, Scott, it's why the organizations are the first line of defense against the players getting, you know, just flooded with these requests. You have to go through the organization, and the organization says, look, no, sorry, we've already partnered with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it would be lovely and amazing and a lifetime memory for this one individual for him to do that, but he would be flooded with these requests, Scott. Flooded. It would also change that evening for everyone else in attendance. You know, it would become this huge celebrity, awesome thing for the school. And I just feel like it puts a lot of pressure on someone who's very young, who has a lot of pressure put on them. You know, not that this girl doesn't know pressure.
Presumably this, prom would be in the spring, so it wouldn't be in the middle of the season.
It would be in the spring. I just, why when I've, you know what I'm trying to say that I can't say. I just thought, ugh.
What you're trying to say but won't say, you can say it, but you won't say it, is if he accepts this one, how does he not accept the next one?
Right.
If he accepts Cece Campbell's request to go to prom, and your heart breaks for Cece Campbell because she has a horrible medical condition.
Yes.
And
she's overcome amazing things.
Amazing odds.
You know, I almost feel like, what if he just privately goes over there, does a little meet and greet, brings her some flowers, so it doesn't become this big public spectacle that then just puts him in a position where a lot of people are asking for this, and he is a professional athlete. I get that he gets paid a lot of money to play a game.
576-7798.
Why does this make me so awkward to talk about?
A young lady by the name of Cece Campbell, 17 years old, Raymore Peculiar High School, has invited Patrick Mahomes to be her prom date. Patrick Mahomes has clearly seen the video and he has acknowledged it, but he has not accepted her request yet. Should he? Can he? If he does he open himself up to having to accept every other request that's going to come in? 576-7798, Newsroom and Kara Markser.
The president promising to do everything to help the survivors of Hurricane Michael. That's next.
Dana right here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. They still got that sale going on, the Pay Your Tax sale. Axe your tax. Go ask them about it. That's what they're doing. They know you don't like paying taxes. Let them at least take care of this tax for you. Right now, go in and buy any new or used Volkswagen from Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. They will pay your sales tax. They'll do it when you buy any new or used car all month long. And they have a huge selection of both new and used cars in all makes and models. Right now, go in and ask about the Atlas, the car that I love so much. They will take up to $7,000 off MSRP on those. You can get a Tiguan if you want something a little bit smaller for up to $5,000 off MSRP. And don't forget, hands down, they have the best warranty on the market today. It is a 72,000-mile bumper-to-bumper transferable warranty on those new VWs. Get into VW of Lee's Summit now off I-470 and Colburn Road. Ask them about that Axe Your Tax sale. You're going to love it. Or go online, VWLeeSummit.com, VWLeeSummit.com.
2:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. President Trump offering prayers to victims and survivors of Hurricane Michael, saying his administration is in constant touch with all the states the storm roared through, leaving devastation behind.
It went through like a bullet, but it was a devastating bullet.
The president thanking first responders rushing to help today. Kansas City police are investigating a shooting near 81st and Campbell, just a block west of Troost. A man in his 40s found dead in an apartment complex parking lot this morning. Police have not released any details about a possible suspect. Traffic and weather together next.
If you go to KriegelMeshDiamonds.com, click on gallery, and they've uploaded some photos today of the mother's ring that they did for me that we went in. My husband and I went in and picked it up yesterday. I am over the moon. You know, we talk a lot about the different things that they can design for you at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds, sell directly to you. And when you see what they did for my mother's ring, I think you will have a much easier, better understanding of the type of thing that they can do for you. I even have a girlfriend who has some of her late mother's rings in a drawer. She said, I don't know what to do with them, but I saw what they did for you, and I'm wondering now about using my late mother's jewelry to do something that's meaningful for me that I can wear. And each one of the pieces means something personal to me. It's just amazing the way we went through the design process. I am just over the moon with what they did for me and that mother's ring. It's my absolute favorite thing right now. Call Kriegel Mesh Diamonds by private appointment only. See what they can design for you. Remember, they're wholesalers, which means you're going to save. 913-660-9609 for your appointment. 913-660-9609. Or go to KriegelMeshDiamonds.com. Click on gallery and look at some of the things they've done for me, for our listeners. KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Overall, we're looking at an unseasonably chilly air mass that'll be in place for Kansas City. This is actually going to be sticking around straight through the weekend and even into early next week. We have fair weather on tap for the rest of today, easing up to a high temperature right around 50 or so, and settling to the low 40s for tonight. We have a system zipping our way that may kick off a few showers late. On and off again, rain showers through our Friday, the high into the upper 40s. Partly cloudy on Saturday, the high 55. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
51 at KCI. It's 53 in Independence, 50 right now at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1, KMBZ.
Okay, I guess we got Lester Holt for 4:06 this afternoon now.
He's going to take a break and call us.
He's doing his, I guess he's broadcasting from the World War I Museum this evening. Is that correct?
That's awesome.
And so Lester Holt, the news anchor on NBC News,
yeah,
will be joining us at 4:06 this afternoon. There has been a resignation from the GOP official. What is his name?
I don't know that I would actually call him a GOP official. Let's call him what he was, a very low-level election.
He was a precinct committee.
Precinct guy.
Yeah. Who, his last name is Colney. I don't see his first name in here. I don't know what is up with our printer today, but it's printing off page 1 and 3 of everything. So I don't have page 2. Of anything.
I can tell you what was on page 2.
But anyway, his last name is Colney, and we brought you this story the other day. He's from Shawnee. He's a precinct committee man, and he went on Facebook and wrote a message to the lady who leads the Northeast Johnson County Democrats, Michael Colney. Thank you, Dana. In which he wrote, and I quote, "Little Miss Pritchett, you and your comrades' stealth attack on Yoder is going to blow up in your leftist face. The real Republicans will remember what the scum demon rats tried to do to Kavanaugh in November. Your radical socialist kickboxing lesbian Indian will be sent packing back to the reservation." And then he concluded that Facebook message to Little Miss Pritchett with 50 exclamation points.
Just so she knew he was serious.
Republican leaders broadly condemn their colleagues' words after being contacted by the Star, said Jim Joyce, the executive director of the Kansas GOP. "This is the same type of rhetoric we condemn the left for. We must be better." In an interview on Tuesday, Little Miss Pritchett said the message could have been a response to messages she had left in comments on Yoder's Facebook page. Said Little Miss Pritchett of Colney's message, "I am stunned."
She ought to make a T-shirt that says Little Miss Pritchett and wear it with pride. Honestly, she should.
So, this is the I'm being serious. We played you, and I know we try not to go political on this show, but when you're a month away from the election, it's really hard. And we're less than a month away from the election. Because everything that becomes newsworthy is politically related.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Trump. I don't care about Trump. I'm not saying anything good, not saying anything bad.
You cannot be surprised that he resigned.
He didn't resign. He was forced to quit.
He also resigned. He had like a position on the Kansas City Barbecue Board. You know, he needs to just go away, and that's fine. And, you know, people like to say elections have consequences. Well, so do words.
Sure do.
So do words.
Here's where it's going. We're saving paper these days. Page 2 is actually on the back of page 1 now. That's fantastic.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's good.
Colney's Facebook message, by the way, was sent to a woman named Ann Pritchett. She is president of the Johnson County Democratic Women's North Chapter. This is what is wrong with America today.
It is. Can I just bring up a story today that made me happy and sad, and I think it's something that everyone will just... I don't know. The word really isn't happy, but I think it, and Channel 9 had the story last night. Actually, I asked my husband this morning, you got to tell me about things like this because this is fantastic. Did you hear that they have identified, I didn't even know they were still doing this or could still do this, that they have identified a set of remains that the young man was aboard the USS Oklahoma when we were attacked by the Japanese at Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
And it turns out that the young man who died, I believe he was, 20 years old, something like that, just a kid. Turns out he is the great uncle of someone close to this program, Scott, our friend Todd Lemansky.
Todd the magician.
So he posted about this overnight. We're not looking to make it a topic, and I know this is very personal for his family, but it just, I don't know, made me happy. The response, I think, that the community gave this family for bringing this soldier's remains back home. I'm just going to read a little bit of it to take that acrimonious taste out of everyone's mouth from our political discussions. He writes, "Yesterday was a very emotional day for me and my family. On December 7th, 1941, my uncle, Harold Lloyd Head, was killed in World War II at Pearl Harbor. He was on board the USS Oklahoma when it was destroyed by Japanese torpedoes." He writes, "After all these years, they were finally able to recover and identify some of his remains. Yesterday, we got to bring him home to his hometown of Laclede, Missouri, with a full military funeral, a 21-gun salute, a veteran playing taps on the bugle. It was incredible." He says, "As the procession drove up I-35 and across 36 Highway, we saw people standing on the side of the road and at every overpass, holding flags and saluting. Once we arrived in Laclede, there were more than 1,100 flags lining the streets. I was told it took more than 80 people, more than 4 hours, to place those flags. It was absolutely amazing to see the outpouring of patriotism and love. I was truly, truly amazed."
And this is a guy, obviously, that Todd never really knew.
Nope. He was laid to rest. Listen to this. Mr. Head was laid to rest on what would have been his 97th birthday. He says, "Thank you for your service. Rest in peace." That story brought tears to my eyes last night. It's been 77 years, and they have now laid this sailor to rest. And one of the questions I had, and I was in a hurry this morning, and Chris and I weren't able to talk about it because I know he is familiar with the story, is how many of those remains have not been identified, and if they are still working on identification, are they going
down? That was going to be my question.
Because it's my understanding that is a tomb. I mean, we just visited when we went to Hawaii, and I wish I had known about this story, and I would have asked one of the volunteers, like, tell me, how does this work? Because if that is your family member, and there are still family members alive who know of this man and loved this man, and their hearts are still broken for this young man, you would want something to be able to bring him home. I guess I just didn't realize they were still working on identification. Like at 9/11, they're to this day, they are working on identification.
My question would be, I mean, we're 70 years past the point. With all due respect to Todd and his family members, what was left?
But siblings are left, Scott.
No, I know, what was left to identify? 70 years on.
I think if, and I'm guessing here, I think if you ask any family member, it's not about that. It's not about, you know, I don't want to be gruesome, but I think it's more just that they can say with certainty, he was on board, died.
Well, they knew that.
And here is something to bring home. And I think my hat is off to everyone who went out along the highway and saluted.
See, I find that to be fascinating. I mean, that is really something.
I wish I would have known. I think you would have been out there saluting with him, Scott.
Well, I wouldn't have saluted, but I definitely would have been out there. I find that, you know, Because a lot of the people who are probably along that route were 20, 15, 35, 45.
Or 95, Scott.
And some were probably 95, yeah. But the vast majority of the people, were never even around during World War II.
So if you look this up, as early as December 2017, the military has identified 100 sailors and Marines killed when the USS Oklahoma capsized during the attack.
Which, by the way, and I just read up on it, you were talking about maybe they're going down into the harbor again.
Yes.
They're not. The Oklahoma was raised and was salvaged. By salvaged, I mean they tore up the ship and sold it for scrap.
Okay.
So they presumably got, if anybody was still on the ship,
yeah,
they were able to recover something.
So listen to this. Officials exhumed the bodies after determining that advances in forensic science and genealogical help from the families made it possible to identify these men. The buried Marines and sailors have been classified as missing since World War II. They were classified as missing. The agency has said it expects to identify about 80% of the battleship's missing crew by 2020. And how many were on board the USS Oklahoma?
I did look, but I don't remember the number. Here's something else. The sailors.
429, Scott.
The sailors who jumped into the water as it was struck. We're jumping into basically fire. Boiling water.
Fire, yeah. There's video.
Yeah.
Of the deaths, 1,177 were from the USS Arizona and 429 were from the USS Oklahoma. The crew of the USS Oklahoma did everything they could to fight back. In the first 10 minutes of the battle, 8 torpedoes hit the Oklahoma and it began to sink. A 9th torpedo hit the battleship as it sank in the mud. So they hope to identify 80% of them. I think that's amazing and wonderful for those families. And then I assume they upgrade their status from missing in action to killed in action.
Yeah. It was christened or launched in 1914, the USS Oklahoma, March 23rd, 1914. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Hey, make your appointment now to go see Cottonwood Canyon in the heart of Johnson County, one of the best locations, certainly one of the best views that you will find anywhere in Kansas City. Home prices starting in the 600s, and they offer, hands down, some of the most breathtaking views you are going to find anywhere. These homes overlook creeks, small bluffs, lush native landscaping, and in the middle of it all, you'll find Canyon Farms Golf Club, which is just phenomenal. Just a quick stroll from your front porch. They have a new clubhouse out there, a 5-star restaurant. You're going to love it. The Kansas City Star just did a big article about that, as well as the award-winning Lenexa City Center that is right there. It is a beautiful, active community in an amazing location. And hey, it's maintenance provided. Huge homes, and they provide lawn, snow removal, trash pickup, all of that stuff. So you just sit back and enjoy the phenomenal scenery. Call for your private tour, 492-4444, 913-492-4444, or check them out online, cottonwoodcanyonks.com, cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
A man trying to deliver pizza last night was shot in the leg during an attempted robbery, according to Kansas City police. The shooting of the delivery pizza driver happened at 36th and Brooklyn. So that you know, you have a geographical kind of pinpoint here.
Okay.
That is on 36th Street, 2 blocks east of the Bruce R. Watkins. That is a rough, rough neighborhood of Kansas City. Officers went to the scene at about 6:15 in the afternoon, evening. and found a male victim to be in fair condition. The victim tells police he was delivering pizza in the neighborhood when two people tried to rob him at gunpoint. He was taken to the hospital. Witnesses tell police the suspects fled to a nearby home after the shooting. Following a nearly four-hour standoff, officers went into the home, but the suspects were not there.
The non-standoff.
Yeah. The old non-Operation 100.
What do you want me to say about this?
I'm going to read to you what Raymond Cyan writes in the comments section of the Kansas City Star, and I want to get your take on that. Raymond writes, can any conclusion be drawn from the address? Question mark. Why don't you say what you told me off the air?
No. Do you know what breaks my heart about this story? Here's how I will say it, because I know people are thinking it. That some poor kid trying to make $2 an hour?
I don't know.
How much do you make for delivering pizzas? Someone tell me. Three? That's why they always say tip the driver. All those extra fees that you're paying do not go to your driver. So they are making crap money to deliver your pizza.
Okay.
So here's this poor kid just trying to get by, probably making less than minimum wage.
All right.
And his boss says, we have an order. You need to go to 36th and Brooklyn and deliver it. There's not enough money in the world that makes it okay for you to be put in an unsafe environment for any amount of money. But for the crap money that these poor pizza delivery drivers are making, using their own car and gas, by the way.
Correct.
It's just so sad to me.
Should pizza not be delivered to what are considered to be rough neighborhoods of Kansas City?
Well, how do you define that?
I don't know. High homicide rates, high burglary rates, proliferation of shootings.
But where do you then physically draw the line? Okay, so are you talking 55th Street along the 71 highway corridor is bad, but what about 67th? If 67th is okay, what about 66th? Where do you... There's no way to map that out to say, okay, well, we're not comfortable delivering here, but if we go just to the other side, that's okay.
I don't know, Dana. I don't know the answer to that. Where do you draw the line? What streets do you draw the line on?
How old was the young man who was shot? Does it say?
It doesn't say.
And I don't know. This guy could be 50. I have a feeling he's younger. I don't know why I think that, but I just, when I read it, I thought this is going to be some young kid making not enough money in the world to have to go through that.
Okay. Somebody says this can happen in any area in Kansas City. Potentially true, but highly unlikely. If you get a delivery for 55th and Ward Parkway, I'm going to guess that you're not only going to get a pretty big tip, you're not going to get shot. And let's just be honest.
But think about all of the hardworking people who are either stuck over there or choose to live over there who would say, I have done nothing wrong. I broke no law. I don't even own a weapon. I would like a pizza.
You may have to go drive and pick it up.
Carry out!
Carry out only! Pizza Hut has to be, was it Pizza Hut? It doesn't say what company it was, just as pizza delivery driver. They have to look out for the safety of their drivers. If you're delivering to 36th in Brooklyn, that is not a safe neighborhood. Period. End of story.
I'm looking up, will certain pizza stores not deliver? And then that's a PR nightmare for them to say, we're going to deliver here on the Ward Parkway corridor, but we're not going to deliver over there east of 71.
Why is that a PR nightmare? We're not going to deliver pizza at night in areas where there is high crime. We're just not going to do it. We're not going to send out our pizza delivery guy with change in his pocket.
Okay. This is an older story. This happened in 2000. Residents in one Washington, D.C. neighborhood sue Domino's, citing delivery bias.
576-7798. 576-7798. To the newsroom and Caremark, sir.
Happening now on KMBZ, a local Republican leader resigns. We'll have more next.
Dana Wright here for Seal Wants KC. Winter's going to be here before you know it. Have my guys at Seal Wants KC come out and seal and clean any outdoor concrete, wood, surface, now's the time to do it before the bad weather gets here. They'll come out with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. They offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. We had them do our deck, our driveway, and our fence. Think about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. They'll do that too. They will come out with the permanent polymer decorative coating. Put that on the garage floor, the one with the flakes. Put a gorgeous floor on your basement floor. We've had that for years. Hands down, the best decision we made in our basement. I always say, if you have pets or teenagers, do not put carpet in your basement. Call them today. They'll help you out. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Mention Dana for that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.